This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Looks like Trump's getting ready to launch himself right after the midterms. We'll get to that. North Korea also ready to launch, sending planes to the border. We have a horrible story out of New York City, just horrible story I'm going to address briefly here in a couple minutes, but you know what tonight is. Tonight's about you. The questions you have sent in on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, sending your kids off to college, the right-wing dictator I've been talking about. They want to know, if Dems indict Trump, why would they do that when Republicans are getting ready to take power? People are concerned about medicines in these trying times. There are stupid questions, which I love. All that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, Chris. But I'm going to do this first, because what we're going to do is we're going to get the ugly out of the way first. We're going to get rid of the ugly. And then we're going to move on to all the different stories and Trump and the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're going to have fun. This story's horrible, but this is the headline from the New York Post. Homeless man with 25 prior arrests busted in the rape of a New York City jogger, and he's a suspect in two other sex crimes. And this story is getting bigger than New York. This is sweeping the country. I have friends over last night. They brought the story up to me, and I'm in Houston. I'm not in New York. I am not going to spend forever on this. I just want to say a prayer for that 43-year-old woman. She was running in Hudson River Park, and he just came at her from behind. Assaulted her from behind. I'm not going to go into the, it was awful. I think about these things sometimes and it fills me up with rage. And this is why I think about that woman, 43, right? So she's not old, right? Lived half her life. Think how different the second half of her life is going to be now. Think about how long it's going to take that woman to return to any kind of normalcy. And I have a little bit of experience with this of various people in my life. You probably do too, or maybe horribly, maybe you have experienced this. Maybe you're a woman who has experienced this. But these kinds of things just wreck women for so long. Just that kind of barbarism. And it's look, if you've gone through it, I'm sorry. But I think about this woman, and I think that's a life now. Not ruined, no, not at all, but permanently altered, and not for the better, right? I will tell you, women I know who've gone through this, they sleep with the lights on now, like you did when you were a kid. They can't sleep in the dark. It's just awful things. On anxiety medication immediately. Just awful things. I think about this. And the reason it fills me with rage is this stuff is being done purposely to us. This stuff is being done on purpose. These billionaires, some of them foreign-born, like George Soros, they have funded, George Soros has admitted, he funded 75 district attorney races across the country. Alvin Bragg, New York DA Alvin Bragg, his purpose in life is not locking up criminals. His purpose is turning them free. That's why they get elected. That's why they get the backing of Soros and others. They get the backing because they have promised to turn violent criminals free. And we know why this is done. You know why this is done. We talk about it all the time on the show. The communist is trying to create chaos and fear and misery because that's the fertile soil where communism grows. This is being done on purpose. The more chaos there is, the easier it is for him to gain power. This is something they've always done. Turn violent criminals free because you know they'll do violent things again. It just makes me so angry when I see this woman and I know that
this was done to her, not just by that piece of trash monster. This was done to her by elected officials, by billionaires, and it was done on purpose. And that stuff drives me so insane, because think how powerless she is, or you are, or I am, right? It could happen to any one of us. You never know. I've got the same situation down here in Houston with the scumbag justices and everything else we have down here. It could easily be my last night on the planet. Go home, go to sleep. Maybe the security system goes off, and maybe I'm too asleep that I don't wake up and grab any of my guns, and so's the whole family, and get shot tonight. I don't know, but it could easily happen. Well, okay, none of that's probably realistic. I get shot on the way home. I don't drive an armored car. I get shot on the way home easily down here. This stuff is being done to us on purpose. That's what I want people to understand about so much of what we see. Like, we're going to talk a lot about, because people have real great questions tonight about various things that we can't see coming when it comes to the economic devastation we're heading into. And just always remember, I want you to be bitter, right? But always remember, these things didn't happen. Just happen. Oh, well, it happens. Life happens. These things were done to us. They were done to us on purpose. What was done to that woman was done on purpose. Wrap your mind around that. The donations came in to the appropriate candidates, city and statewide, to ensure that the people in charge of prosecuting criminals would, in fact, not prosecute them at all, but turn them loose so they would do things like this. It was done on purpose to that woman. And the rest of her life now, 43 years old, the rest of her life will be different. And I hope this is not the case, but it's hard to imagine the rest of her life could be anything but worse, right? Worse. So I know there's all these big stories of Trump and North Korea and all these other things, but sometimes I get caught up in the story of individuals and I just can't get it off my mind, because they never get their story told, really. No, they don't. That's why I love the COVID reckoning stories. That's why I love your stories. Well, I don't love them. I hate them. But that's why I've always wanted you to tell me your stories of how lockdowns destroyed you. Because more than anything, when people write these stories in, they say, thank you for letting us have a voice. Thank you. Well, you don't have to thank me. Man, you should have had a voice all along, but no one gave a crap. Well, few of us gave a crap, but not very many people gave a crap, and it drives me crazy. I think about these stories. So I'm going to let this go. I know this is, it's a terrible story, and I don't want to ruin your Friday with it. We're going to move on and do some other stuff. We have one more heavy thing I want to do here, though, with an email. Dear symmetric little-faced oracle, the subject line is communist daughter. Actually, it's very sad. Trying to give our daughter the best life possible, we sent her to college, but upon completion, she became a Bernie-supporting atheist. We were talking last week, and she admitted that if she ever got pregnant, she would 100% get an abortion and never tell mom or myself. Years ago, my ex had an abortion but didn't tell me until after the fact, so I have total disdain for anyone or anything abortion-related. On the other hand, my heart hurts because my daughter feels she can't talk to me due to demons in my past. Is there any hope for colleges to turn away from communism? Thank you, and thank you for your service. His name is Ken. Listen. Is there any hope for colleges? Okay, there's very little. America's university system has been despicable for a long time. And you should understand, that was done on purpose. That was done on purpose. Yuri Bezmenov clip we've played 1,000 times, he talks about professors, right? It was always, they were always the easiest marks for the Soviet infiltration of America. They were just open. They were basically communists already. It didn't take any effort to turn them into that. And now those communists taught the next generation, and now we have full-blown communists there and don't even know what they are. And it's all this cultural Marxist stuff, all this LGBTQ stuff. Our college campuses are really, really, many of them truly evil places. Most of them are evil, evil places. And this doesn't do Ken any good. And Ken, I want you to know, man, I hope the best, and don't lose hope on your daughter. Keep praying for your daughter. Your daughter can come back around. She can. What's done is done in that situation. What I'm telling parents now, and what I've tried to implore you all to understand, you can have a wonderful life without ever having stepped foot on a college campus, and so can your child. and I'm not going to stay forever on this, but you need to understand me. The days of sending little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to college, because that's what you have to do if they want a good job. One, that's stupid. Two, that's wrong. Three, it's selfish. Because I know you do it sometimes to brag to your friends and neighbors. I know, because I see this in my neighborhood all the time with my friends. Ah, he got into Penn State. Great. Can't wait till he cuts his penis off. That'll feel good. Be careful where you send that child you spent 18 years loving. Be very, very careful. They're not done learning yet, and they can unlearn your values like that. Be careful with your child. You throw them in the gorilla enclosure in the zoo? Oh, you don't? Why are you sending them to college? All right. Is Trump getting in? Looks like it. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And I do want to, before I get to this Trump stuff, I want to finish up a little thought I had, because Chris and I were just talking during the break about this thinking of you have to send your kids to college and have to send your kids to college. And I want to be clear, I'm not judging the guy who just sent something in, and I'm not passing judgment on you if that's what you've done or you're currently doing. I'm trying to make you aware that this tradition is broken and wrong. I know it is tradition, and I know that's why you do it. My parents did it. Well, you got to go to college, right? We're a construction family. You got to go to college. Chris was just, Jewish producer Chris was just talking about his synagogue and how he was talking about his religious leaders in the synagogue and the people in the synagogue. And that was, they were talking about college, and that was just what you do. And it was just, Chris just said, it's expected. It's, of course, you're going to go off to college and learn. And that has been American tradition. So I'm not judging you at all, but we have to be aware they were always bad. These places, most of them are evil places now. They are communist training centers now. They are the most vicious, intolerant communist training centers. That applies to, well, yeah, not my state school. Yes, your state school. Oh, not my private school. Yes, your private school. And here's something else. Maybe you're sitting there saying, well, not my Catholic university, not my Christian university, not my... They're some of the worst ones in the country. I could read you email after email I get from parents and students at these Christian universities. Chris, there have to be Jewish universities, right? Surely you people started those. Are there really? It's called Yeshiva? Anyway, whether it's a Christian school or Yeshiva State... That's the same thing. It's not Yeshiva State. Anyway, your religious school can be too. You need to be careful. I'm not saying you can't do it, but we must break all of it. It's going to take all of us. We must break on the wheel this American way of thinking. You got to go to college. You got to go to college. The richest guys I know started a little plumbing company, started a little landscaping company. Electricians, welders, these jobs, not only are they always there, you can make a fortune with these jobs. Started a little restaurant, became two restaurants, now it's eight restaurants, and he's flying on a chartered private jet to Mexico this weekend. Not me, but some it is, right? I'm not saying you can't send them. But this way of thinking where that's automatically, well, that's just what you do, man, you love that child. You spent 18 years nurturing that child, teaching that child your values, loving that child. And you're now going to send them off to be educated, not just educated. Educated is not enough. Surrounded. Because it's not just their professors, it's their fellow students, it's the entire, it's most likely the town, the university towns are always terrible. You're sending the child you spent 18 years holding in your hands, protecting, and you're taking them and you're dropping them in with the wolves. You better understand that that's what you're doing when you send your child off to college now. You are dropping them in with the wolves, and maybe they'll be fine.
maybe they'll be fine, because I do get these emails too. Jesse, I'm very proud. My daughter came out okay. My son held strong. But man, I get more emails like the one I read you in the open than you can count. Jesse, I'm so sad. I lost my son. Jesse, I lost my daughter. Jesse, she hates me now. Jesse, what happened? I'm not judging you, because that's been America's tradition, but it's your job and it's my job to break that tradition, to break it. And look, but I'm not naive. I know there are some jobs where you do have to go to college. It's just the way it is. I know how the world works. I get it. And look, maybe my sons will be there. Maybe now I've encouraged them not to go, but maybe my son comes to me one day and says, Dad, I want to be a dentist. Maybe he wants to be a dentist. Okay, well, you know what I would do in that situation? What I will do, and I've already told them that. All right, well, you're not going to college freshman year to find yourself. You're going to go to a local junior college or a local community college here. You're going to build up 2-3 years worth of credits. That way, you're going to spend not only the bare minimum amount of money, you're going to spend the bare minimum amount of time on a college campus as humanly possible. I'll have him remote learn if possible. Think about the college campus today as enemy territory, because it is. Would you send the child you love to be educated by the Communist Party of China, by the CCP? Would you? Well, why are you sending them to that university? Why are you sending them to Harvard then? Ah, Jesse, I would. No, they have to. No, they don't. That's a lie. That's always been a lie. Yeah, I know. If you want to be a doctor, lawyer, there are a bunch of things where you have to have a degree to enter the field. If that's the case, do what I just talked about, as little time as humanly possible. But be aware that's what you're doing. You're sending them to a dangerous place. All right. I'm off of it. Let's talk about something good. Let's talk about saving money first, and then we'll get to this Trump stuff. We're all looking for ways to save money right now. Everybody is. Everyone is. I've talked to you about various things that we've done as a family. One of the easiest ways you can save money right now, monthly, is switching your cell phone. You want to talk about sending your kids to college to be educated by your enemies? Are you sending money every month to Verizon? You know they hate you, right? T-Mobile, AT&T, are you paying these people that hate you? I'm not. I have, but I'm not anymore. The whole family switched to PureTalk. Takes 10 minutes on the phone. You don't even have to switch cell phones or cell numbers. You can. By the way, they have great discounts on new phones, but you can keep that phone that's in your hand. All you have to do is dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. And you can actually feel good about paying your cell phone bill. CEO's a veteran. Customer service, American. Speaks English. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It's an easy way to save money, and your money's going where your morals are. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and speaking of Hammer Time, we have an update on the Paul Pelosi saga, and of all the entities involved, this new information, I don't know who looks the worst. So first, I'm going to play for you the report. This is the report. This went out over TV. It's a little long. Just pay attention.
We turn now to some exclusive new details on the attack on Paul Pelosi, as the House Speaker's husband has been released from the hospital. NBC National correspondent Miguel Almaguer joins us with the very latest on this. Miguel, good morning.
Craig, good morning. When officers arrived here at the Pelosi home exactly a week ago today, they initially didn't have any idea exactly what was going on. They knew they had a high priority call on their hand. What was unclear, what was happening inside the property just behind me.
This morning, Paul Pelosi is home. Back at the house, became a crime scene a week ago today. NBC News learning new details about the moments police arrived. Sources familiar with what unfolded in the Pelosi residence now revealing when officers responded to the high-priority call, they were seemingly unaware they'd been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. After a knock and announce, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. It's unclear if the 82-year-old was already injured or what his mental state was, say sources.
Okay.
Now, we'll get to that in just a moment. The facts of the case, the details. They have since deleted that video and basically apologized for running that video, saying it didn't meet their reporting standards. So somebody's scrubbing it, quashing the story. Okay, well, again, we'll get to the media and how truly despicable our media is in a second. And then I'll get back to the Trump stuff and the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I just wanted to address this really quickly. So let's just set Paul Pelosi aside for a moment. Let's just talk about you. Let's say you're asleep tonight. And all of a sudden you're awoken by a strange man standing over your bed with a hammer in his hands. And he is holding you hostage. Maybe he's even threatening, "Where's your wife? Where's your husband at?" And then eventually, I mean, think how scary that would be. That'd be scary, right? I'd be scared. You'd be scared. It's a scary moment. Ooh, don't hit me with a hammer. And then there's a knock at the door. "Police, open up." Man, think how relieved you would be that the cops are finally there. And because you're definitely trying to escape this scary situation, right? Think what you would do if, for some reason, you went and opened the door unmolested. Very odd, but let's say the hostage taker, let's say he's a real dummy, and hey, go get the door. And you go get the door, and it happens to be a couple police officers standing there at the door. Do you run past them and say, "He's trying to kill me, or my wife"? Do you hug them? Do you say, "Get him, protect me"? Or do you say, "Oh, hi guys," and turn and walk back towards the gentleman who supposedly is this deranged MAGA guy there uninvited to assault you and kill you and your wife? Remember when they called us all conspiracy theorists on the open night when we said, these two knew each other? And before they were playing with hammers, they were playing Twister. Think everybody realizes that at this point in time. Where's Nancy been, by the way? Oddly quiet for the Speaker of the House. Been in hiding, really. Very odd. But let's set that aside, the dishonesty of the Pelosi's and everything else. I'll be honest about something, because we're going to talk about Trump, and the headline is Trump's considering November 14th as the day to announce he's running. He's going to announce very soon after the midterms that he's running for president. But long ago, when Donald Trump decided he was going to run the very first time, Donald Trump would call the American media the enemy of the people. And I'll be honest with you, I have always hated the media. I've always despised them. But I kind of winced and cringed a little bit every time he said that. Like, oh, wow, I don't know. That seems a little far. Credit to Donald Trump and shame on me. It actually wasn't far enough. They really, truly are. We have a subversive media that is a threat to national security in this country. Every time they accidentally do real reporting that challenges the system, they retract it. Remember the Ukraine story? They sent people, I think this was CBS, sent people to Ukraine, and they're in Ukraine. Their reporters are on the ground in Ukraine checking everything out, and then they ran with the report, "Hey, only 30% of the stuff's getting even to the troops who need it." And then they retracted the whole thing in a day. We messed up. Sorry. Same thing now. You accidentally stumble into doing some real reporting and phone calls are made, threats, bribes, who knows how bad it all is. And before you know it, we clicked send on that report before we could check everything out. We have the most despicable media in the world. Because our media, here's why our media is the worst media in the world. Our media actually has the freedom to to speak for you and speak against the people in power. Many countries, like, you can't demand that of a reporter in China. You want him to. What, he run one story before he's in a basement getting his fingernails pulled out, courtesy of the CCP? Reporters in Mexico all the time. Mexico has stud reporters. You know what they do down in Mexico, these journalists? Some of them. They go report on the cartels, and then the cartels go kill them and their entire families. That's guts, and that's what a reporter's supposed to do. They're supposed to speak. They're supposed to expose the powerful on behalf of the powerless. That's what a reporter is supposed to do. And here in America, our media actually has the freedom to do that. No one would kill these people. Well, that's the Clintons. No one, most likely nobody would kill these people. They have total freedom to go out and expose the powerful on behalf of the powerless. The media in your country for the last 2 years, in our country, they should have been exposing Pfizer themselves. Exposing Congress themselves, exposing the despicable lies in the CDC, FBI. You understand the American media should be running daily exposés on the communist takeover of the FBI as they attack pro-lifers across the country and school board parents? If you actually had a media that was worth anything, they would be there sounding like me every single night, not on the Jesse Kelly Show, on NBC News. On ABC News, if you had a media that was worth anything, that's what they do. And they could. In our country, they have the freedom to do it. But instead, they only speak on behalf of the powerful. They cover for the powerful, and they hate you. They talk down to you. They try to oppress you. They tell you ivermectin's horse paste. These people, our media, is the most despicable media on the planet. On the planet, because they have total freedom to speak for us, and instead, they're against us. They speak on their behalf. Chris, you know what? On their behalf, go ahead and play that for me again, at least the first minute of that. Go ahead and play that for me again. I want to hear it. Go.
We turn now to some exclusive new details on the attack on Paul Pelosi as the House Speaker's husband has been released from the hospital. NBC National correspondent Miguel Almaguer joins us with the very latest on this. Miguel, good morning.
Craig, good morning. When officers arrived here at the Pelosi home exactly a week ago today, they initially didn't have any idea exactly what was going on. They knew they had a high priority call on their hand. What was unclear, what was happening inside the property just behind me.
This morning, Paul Pelosi is home. Back at the house, became a crime scene a week ago today. NBC News learning new details about the moments police arrived. Sources familiar with what unfolded in the Pelosi residence now revealing when officers responded to the high priority call, they were seemingly unaware they'd been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. After a knock and announce, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. It's unclear if the 82-year-old...
The most despicable media on the planet. All right, let's talk about this Trump announcement. How do you feel about it? Let's game plan this going forward and ask Dr. Jesse questions, the right-wing dictator, and so much more. But first, let's go to Israel. Oh, wait a minute. No, that doesn't work. We're not going to Israel till next July. So we're going to have these talks first, and then we'll go to Israel. And we're going to spend 10 days in Israel. And we're going to geek out walking through Jerusalem, Jericho, Bethlehem, the Sea of Galilee. We're going to float on the Dead Sea. You realize that? The Jesse Kelly Show family together is going to float on the Dead Sea. We're going to go see Masada and all kinds of stuff. Whole family's coming. Me, Jewish producer Chris, Michael, my family, we're all coming. July 17th to the 26th. Come join us if you want. I do have to tell you once again, they are filling up, and there are only so many they can do because the country's only so big. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or call 877 334-3002. Man, that's going to be a great week and a half. I'll see you there.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Like a hand of rusted chain. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I got too angry there. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. But look,
again, I hate when powerful people trample on powerless people. And our media has power. There is power in having a platform. If they used that power to check our politicians, to check the administrative state, you would have a drastically different and better country. But instead, they run a protection racket for them against you. And I hate them for it. All right. Let's get to some stuff here. Because Trump's running November 14th. Well, that's the report. According to Breitbart, he's considering November 14th as a date to announce. Now, what's going on? One, Trump wanted to wait until after the midterms, obviously. To his credit, that was probably a smart move. Because not that I don't know whether it would have hurt Republicans, but Trump is a motivator for Democrats. He is a motivator for Democrats. And what Joe Biden and the despicable Democrats have been doing for a long time now is trying to make this all about Trump.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people to undermine democracy itself. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans.
Yeah, you get the idea. Trump, MAGA, extreme MAGA, ultra MAGA, Trump. They've been trying to make it about Trump because Trump, I mean, we talk about Trump derangement syndrome. Trump creates hatred in Democrats like you can't believe. Because we're dealing with people who consume media all the time, and our media, as we just talked about, is so broken and so wrong. People, yes, this is insane, but you have to understand, in the minds of many Americans, they do think Trump is like Hitler. Which is so weird because Trump is, frankly, too soft. He is. You're giving 3-day interviews to that despicable New York Times reporter who called you Hitler for 4 years. What are you doing? Right? But it doesn't matter what's true and what's not true. They think he's Hitler. That's what they think. What would you do if Hitler was on the ballot? If Hitler was on the ballot here in a few days on Tuesday, how motivated would you be to get out and vote? Right? Oh my gosh, we got to vote against Hitler. Well, for them, that's the case. So that's why Trump waited. I think that's a nice selfless move. If Trump was this selfish idiot that he's made out to be, and he can be selfish like we all can, I guess. If Trump was this selfish idiot, he would have announced beforehand so then he could take credit for the midterms, right? If Trump announces beforehand, I'm running, and then Republicans pick up all these seats. Look, it was me. That's probably something he'd do anyway. But that's why he waited. He's clearly not going to wait long after the midterms because of, well, takes time to campaign. He wants to get way out ahead of any other potential challengers, especially Heavy D. They're already starting these little chirping at each other things in the media. So he wants to get way out in front of that and make himself the presumptive nominee. I think he probably is the presumptive nominee. He's definitely the most popular Republican in the country. But I will tell you, in these there are a lot of Republican states where they're starting to run polls. Trump versus Heavy D. It's pretty close. And here's the reason it's pretty close. And look, some of you are going to be thrilled about that. Some of you are going to be really mad about that. It doesn't matter. We're adults. We're going to deal with reality here. The truth is, let's consider Republicans. Let's just say there are 100 Republicans, right? There's 100 of them in front of you. There are 100 people, they vote Republican. All right, I don't want to call them all Republicans. That's how they vote. They all vote Republican. All right, so there's 100 of them. And let's say those 100, they vote in every general election. But the thing is, those 100 don't all vote in primaries. A shockingly sadly, small percentage of Republicans vote in primaries. The more hardcores, like you, like me, we vote in primaries. I would never miss a primary. You would never miss a primary. Primaries where you choose the Republican you want. That's how we have all these weenies out there. We don't turn out. So anyway, the hardcore portion of that 100, that's who's going to choose between Trump and Heavy D. And the more hardcore you get, the better Heavy D's numbers are. If Trump runs with 100 people, he wins, but he's not going to run against the 100 people who vote Republican. He's going to run for the 20 people who vote in every single primary because they want to choose it. How that match goes, I don't know. I still think Trump is the likely nominee, but Heavy D's an incredible figure who's been leading the GOP for 2 years now, leading with how he governs Florida. How that goes, I don't know. Look, I know I'm the minority. I'm not going to belabor the point. You've heard me say it before. I want them both to get in. It makes you better. Iron sharpens iron. I know that's an unpopular stance because people get uncomfortable when Republicans fight each other. No, just join forces. No, make it Trump DeSantis or make DeSantis wait or no, make Trump get out and Heavy D. That's not real, right? We can want these things. You can want these things. I'm not judging you for wanting them. That's not real. Type A ambitious men. There's a throne up there. They want to sit on it. What have men done for thrones in the history of the world? They're running. All right. Anyway, let's talk about this really quickly. Handsome master of the flying guillotine, Jesse. I'm a semi-new listener, and I actually stumbled across your station a couple months ago. It immediately became my number one podcast since. Your show is the epitome of high-T political and social ethics. P.S. Please remind our low-T GOP listeners to get stacked on Jock. Best regards, Mario. One, yes, male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, fellas. How you're going to feel is going to be incredible. Ladies, female vitality stack. 90 days, right? And they're 35% off right now when you get a subscription. That way you don't have to keep reordering. They just send it out automatically. Get the subscription because it saves a pile of money. You cancel it any time if it doesn't do what I tell you it's going to do, but it does. These things are amazing. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. But there's something else. You know how we've joked before on the show about putting together a chalk package, a male vitality stack, and mailing it to congressmen and senators in the GOP when they cave and they do us wrong? I was texting with Chalk yesterday. Back and forth, and I pitched him on the idea. I said, dude, I'm serious about this. He's all in. We're going to come up with a package next week in Nashville to start sending to Republican senators and congressmen. I can't wait. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Right-wing dictators. And why would Democrats indict Trump when Republicans are about to take power? Hang on. May not
return. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.